Theater Squared in Fayetteville is extending its run of Tiger Style through April 10th. The play tells the story of squabbling siblings Jennifer and Albert Chen, who have succeeded academically but are epic failures as adults. Today I'm speaking with the actors playing those siblings, Stephanie Shum and Hyunmin Ri. Thank you both so much for joining me. Since this show is called Tiger Style, I have to ask, are either of you a child of a tiger parent?
I would say yeah. Yeah, not quite as intense as in the play, perhaps, but definitely tenets of that style of parenting.
I'd say for me, the same as well. But my parents have eased a lot since way back when they were really tiger parenting tyrants, you know. if they were still the same as they were before, then I would not be acting right now. That's for sure. So they've definitely eased, and they're kind of like in a place where, oh, okay, well, you do what you want to do and you do what you love doing. And if, you know, if you regret it, then that's your own choice. If you're happy about it, then that's also your own choice. So you should be at your most happiest. So.
Well, that's an interesting point. You said that you might not be an actor. Is acting not an option for a tiger parent?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. That's the other thing as Hyunmin, where, you know, my folks were pretty adamant about not doing theater. My degree is actually in business. That was what they preferred that I did. But they, just like Hyunmin's parents, have also eased a little bit over time. But that definitely wasn't in the cards when I was younger.
So what was that conversation like, you know, having, and I think that's similar for many folks trying to go into the arts, that maybe parents aren't as excited about that as some other careers. But what was that like for you all with your parents who probably had something else in mind?
Yeah, it was hard. I remember I'm Canadian born, and then I moved to the Chicago suburbs when I was pretty young. And I think at the time when I moved there, I didn't have a lot of friends. I didn't feel like I fitted in a lot. And I kind of found that through doing theater. So I think it was certainly some culture shock to my folks when I was like, suddenly I was super into theater. That's all I really wanted to do. And, you know, I think they both wanted me to have friends. They wanted me to have a sense of belonging, but were also like, oh, this is not kind of what we thought was going to happen. And so when that hobby kind of grew into something that I was really passionate about, it was definitely difficult to navigate. We definitely, I wanted to do plays after school and they wanted me to focus on my studies. And like now as an adult, I feel like I understand that more and I can recognize that. But at the time, being an angsty teenager and just wanting friendship and all the places that I wanted to be in, the spaces I wanted to inhabitate, they just didn't quite understand. But I think we've come a long way. I think this play kind of speaks a lot to like the Eastern and the Western way of thinking, which at the time I was just like, my parents just don't understand me and they don't want me to be happy. But now I understand that it's more about the values that I was coming at it with as a Westerner being brought up that way, and my parents being from the East and having their own values.
Everything that she just said was on the mark, for sure. The ties are changing.
So this idea of tiger parenting and your parents having different dreams than you, that's a big part of the play, but there's a lot more to it than that. Can you give us a brief synopsis for folks who haven't seen it yet?
Yeah, we're dealing with a lot of things here. My sister and I, we have reached a summit in our education. We both went to Harvard, but respectively, we are so awful in our social skills. you'll see that my sister, older sister, can't maintain a relationship because she has no social skills. And I just don't know how to talk to people other than work. And that puts me in a place where I can't get promoted because I've become so unrelatable. Yeah. And while in the midst of all those things, we face racial injustice. We face, what else do we face, Steph?
I think there's a lot of, it's hard for me to describe, but like the myth of the model minority, internalized racism, all the things that we feel, the American dream, we feel like we have worked so hard to deserve, but then it's not quite in line with what we thought it was going to be or what our parents thought it was going to be. And like what defines success?
You mentioned the model minority myth. Having a majority Asian cast in this play, does that give you sort of a an avenue to kind of attack some of those stereotypes that you might typically see in plays and in movies and things like that?
Yeah, I definitely think that the play speaks to it in a really exciting way. And it's also, it's a comedy, like it's truly a laugh out loud comedy. And so in that way, I feel like that kind of opened up the avenue for all of us to connect in a larger way. Like, I feel like we're a huge family, all five of us. We get along so well, we have a lot of fun together. And sort of the natural conversations that come out of that are very open and very honest. And, you know, like I felt like a really solid connection with everybody from the beginning, which is so exciting. It just makes those conversations like even more fruitful and more honest and open.
I haven't seen the play yet myself, but from what I've read, I understand there's also this piece of the siblings trying to figure out sort of where they fit between, you know, the East and the West. In Spanish, there's a phrase, ni de aquí, ni de allá. So not from here, not from there. Is there something similar in Chinese culture or Asian culture? Like, I don't know if there's a phrase, but it sounds like there's this similarity of not feeling American enough and then not feeling enough of where your family immigrated from.
Yeah. I feel that way personally. I still, and I think this goes, I can't speak for everybody who are sure. from an immigrant family, but, you know, even though this specifically focuses on a Chinese American family, for me, coming from a Korean background, I still feel like I don't know where I fit. And that's a genuine and honest feeling that I experience on a daily basis. If I go back to Korea, I know that I will not feel this absolute sense of belonging because of the cultural difference, right? I came here when I was 9 years old, so I will not be able to see eye to eye on certain things. And all the while, when I'm here, I still have this immense sense of Korean culture embedded in me because of my grandparents and my parents. And that differentiates my seeing culture here with other race. And so, yeah, it's a struggle. It's a constant struggle. And in the play, we'll realize that Albert just won't come to terms at all with all of these differences that he's facing from top to end, top to bottom. I end the play just feeling still uncertain and unknown about where I am and where, how I belong. And yeah, that's why I feel like for me personally, I can connect so well to this character in this play because I'm on the same boat still.
Yeah. I super agree with that. I feel like, I'm Chinese and I've never, been back to China, and like my parents are really excited about maybe doing a trip together, and they had wanted to a few years ago. And I'm like, so I'm really excited. I really want to do that. But I'm also like so nervous and so hesitant. Like, I don't speak the language. I know I'll go back and immediately feel different. And, you know, I feel like part of a defining factor of my life, and I'm sure so many adolescent lives, was like, how do I fit in? You know, how do I have a sense of belonging? And so for that to feel like it might be amplified again is a little scary. But like, they certainly touch on this in the play. I think their first, these siblings, their first reaction to their lack of success is to be like, it's because of our upbringing. If only we were just more American, if only our parents had taught us how to be American from the beginning, we could have done it. So they try being completely American for a while, and that backfires. They're still too Chinese to do that. So then, as you'll see in Act 2, they decide to go to China and go full Eastern, because if they can lean into that, that can be the path to success. And then they don't quite fit in there too. So definitely the play touches on this in a huge way.
It sounds like there's a lot that you can relate to personally as a human for these roles that you're inhabiting. Having gone through the story and been telling the story night after night, is there anything that your characters have taught you or that you've learned that, you know, is helpful in real life for you?
That regardless of how hard you try to get things in order for yourself, to try and fix things around you, that some things are just out of control and we just have to remain patient. Even though Albert is the farthest thing away from patience in this show, I am learning that through this journey, vicariously through this character, that because knowing my personality, I'm a control freak and I just want to have control of everything that's around me. And even though they are so far-fetched and I can't grasp it, I try so hard and hard and I just exhaust myself. And through this character, I'm realizing more and more so that just things that are out of control, just breathe and let it come to you. You know, it doesn't matter how hard you try or how long you try. There's some things you're just never going to be able to get on your own. So learn to rely on others, especially your family members, your community, and find peace, zen, and just, yeah, just learn to be patient and learn to be able to let go for that time and just let it come to you. That's what I'm learning.
Yeah, sort of hand in hand. Jennifer at one point says, we should be more grateful to our family, which is so simple, like such a, right? Like, I feel like we are all thankful for our families and everything they've done for us. And I think growing up, I had, you know, I was just like, just let me be, just let me live. Why can't I be me? And I think really like, that's also like my parents just being them and how they were brought up and how they were raised to take care of people. And so like something as simple as that is like a nice reminder every night to say that and to look back on all those years and feeling like I wasn't understood, like really, I also wasn't understanding.
So that's what your characters have taught you, but what are you hoping that they will teach the audience?
This show is very high paced. It's very fast paced comedy from act one. We just jump start and we're just going and going and going. And even until the very end of act two, we're moving constantly. And act two, the pace just drops for me personally. And then we just hit right into this racial injustice and this, I want for me personally, I want them to know that we need their support. I don't know if I'm making sense. There is so much Asian hate crime going on right now. And it's not, I can't say that it's not magnified because it's still like, we are aware of this situation, but I just want them to know that what we're dealing with, especially the Asian women in our community, in this country, are going through it. And so we need their support and we need their care, you know? And I just want them to be able to take away from this show.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. And I think that what's sort of really beautiful about the show is the way that the playwright Mike like talks about these issues and handles it. It is in such a funny way at times, right? And it's so laugh out loud. It's kind of zany comedy, so it's really digestible. So I think there's a lot that people can like really identify with and find a lot of fun in and poke at. But I think it's so intentional that like you need the highs of these comedies to really understand at the end the lows of what we're also talking about. And I think it really highlights that message and I hope drives it home for audiences.
So Tiger Style has been extended until April 10th and folks can get tickets for in-person or virtual performances at theater2.org. Thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me today. We appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the run here.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much.